Ak endorses Joe Biden's 2024 campaign after shielding his family from scrutiny. By Wendell Hasebo on July 7, 2023. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, endorsed President Joe Biden's 2024 campaign on Thursday. A decision that moves her further into the establishment apparatus upon opposing Republican inquiries into the Biden family's international business ventures. I believe, given that field, yes, she answered when asked whether she supports Biden in 2024. The Democrat field currently contains self-help author Marianne Williamson and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It is unlikely a bigger Democrat name will vie for the nomination. I think he's done quite well, given the limitations that we have, Ocasio-Cortez told the far-left Pod Save America podcast. I do think that there are ebbs and flows. Although it's not terribly shocking, Ocasio-Cortez's endorsement of Biden is noteworthy and good news for the Biden campaign. Ocasio-Cortez was once a member of the Washington, D.C. Outsiders, who voiced opposition to elites and their agenda. But as time passed, she changed her tune and began defending top members of the elite. In February, Ocasio-Cortez slammed House Republicans for investigating potential wrongdoing by the Biden family. She claimed the House Oversight Committee was weaponizing its function to harass a private citizen who was on drugs. As Breitbart News's Emma Jo Morris put it, the same person who spent her career lamenting about how she was born in a place where your zip code determines your destiny and the evils of lobbyists' money, is now serving the quintessential "my dad's a lawyer" dirtbag who used his last name to exploit taxpayers and sell their national interest to the highest bidder. We could be talking about healthcare, we could be talking about bringing down the cost of prescription drugs, we can be talking about abortion rights, civil rights, voting rights, Ocasio-Cortez said. But instead we're talking about Hunter Biden's half-fake laptop story. Despite Ocasio-Cortez's vocal protest of probing the Biden family, the committee uncovered damning allegations. In March, the probe identified three Biden family members who collectively received $1.3 million, wired through a Biden associate from a Chinese energy company 2 months after Joe Biden left the vice presidency. In May, it found the Biden family business over the course of several years received at least $10 million from business schemes in Romania and China in return for what appears to be influence peddling. In total, nine Biden family members received payments from the family foreign business ventures, including two of Joe Biden's grandchildren, Comer revealed. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.